Welcome to Inside Browns Training Camp, day number 11 in the books. And while all eyes are looking forward to Saturday's preseason opener, the stars were out in force today here in Berea. LeBron James took in the Browns practice, as did Chef Michael Simon. And while the Browns had a limited practice in their preparation, they are getting focused to get the job done Saturday against the Lions. And Brian Hoyer, no surprise, took the first team reps in the final tune-up before Saturday's game. And I spoke with him about the preseason opener.
Yeah, definitely excited to get back out on the field and real competition. Obviously, it'll be my first time out since I was injured, so looking forward to it and just being out there with the guys and getting in rhythm and hopefully playing really well.
You guys got to be sick of going against each other day after day after day. Now you get to go against somebody else and kind of trot this offense out there. How do you feel about where the offense is right now?
Yeah, it's an exciting time. Like you said, you get sick of going against the same guys every day, and you want to see how, you know, things work against a different defense. So, you know, we just got to go in there and be prepared, and, you know, we're not really sure what they're going to do, and I'm sure they feel the same way about us. So just go out and play football and see where it goes.
Brian Hoyer was sharp in his final tune-up for the Lions, as was Johnny Manziel, and a big reason was Charles Johnson, the young wide receiver, making great strides the last couple of days. He had battled the drops early in camp, but made some great catches today. And I talked to Johnson, who's feeling more comfortable as training camp progresses.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm trying to knock the rust out. I'm trying to get back all the way, man. I mean, I've been out for a long time, so it's been rough for me. I've been trying to get out there. The ball's coming out different from each quarterback, so it's, like, kind of hard to adjust. But I think I'm getting back to where I want to be.
You're going against a very tough secondary here. Finally, you don't have to play against them anymore. You get to go against the Lions this Saturday. What are you hoping to show the coaches and show the Browns fans?
Man, I just want to show them that I can go out there and give it all I got each and every play, and I'm a playmaker, man. I want to go out there. I just want to have fun, man. It's just going to be exciting for me to actually put on a uniform and go out there and be able to compete again, man, because it's been over a year, and, like, it's going to be amazing.
Hoyer, Johnson, and the entire offense will be smiling after today's practice because they will be wearing the orange jerseys the next time the Browns take the practice field, as Mike Pettine devised a fun way to determine it today, as the offense and defensive lines both kicked extra points after practice. It came down to ultimately Garrett Gilkey, who had an unorthodox approach, but he booted it through the uprights to give the offense the win.
Well, you know, it's all about focus. It's all about determination and relentless pursuit to just to be great. You know, to be honest with you, that's what it's about.
Did you model that after the Charles Barkley golf swing? Is that what you were going for in your kick there?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to be as glamorous as I could. You know, I look back. I grew up outside Chicago. I remember Paul Ettinger. And, you know, I just wanted to be as swift and as graceful as I could.
That'll do it for Inside Browns Training Camp. Day number 11, a fairly light day, as now all eyes and the focus of this team turn to Saturday in the preseason opener against the Detroit Lions. Stick around here on ClevelandBrowns.com to get my one-on-one interview with Nate Burleson as the wide receiver makes his return to Detroit after playing with the Lions last season. He previews the preseason game with me. Also, we'll have Coach Pettine's post-practice presser and all your Cleveland Browns needs right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.